The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views of News Radio 830 KHVH, its staff, or management.
Now it's time for the Hawaiian Eye Show, sponsored by Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better. This is your weekly informative hour all about eyes. Learn about cataracts. Ask a question about glaucoma. Find out how diabetes affects your eyes. Stay tuned for an entertaining and educational program about eyes and eye care. Call in to have your questions answered by the doctor. Now, your host, Harvard-trained eye surgeon, Dr. Christopher Tortora.
Good morning, everyone. It's time once again for our regular weekly program about eyes and eye care. It's called the Hawaiian Eye Show, and it's sponsored by Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better. We're going to be here for the next hour talking about glasses and bifocals, about laser beams and eye surgery. We can talk about your cataracts or your contacts, itchy eyes, droopy lids, or whatever it is that interests you. If you'd like to join in today, give us a call. Our number here, 521-8383. We'd love to hear about your experiences and answer your questions. If you can't call in today or perhaps you're feeling shy, you can always email your questions to us. Our email address is eyes@hawaiianeye.com, and we can answer those questions over the air. Look us up on the web while you're online at www.hawaiianeye.com. Also, follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/Dr. Tortora. That's D-R-T-O-R-T-O-R-A, no spaces. You can find Hawaiian Eye Center on Facebook and all the interesting things we're doing, including some recent activities where we've provided some interesting entertainment on the Facebook page, like our staff at the Step Out for Diabetes walk last weekend. So check out facebook.com/Hawaiian Eye Center for news and updates about eyes, about recent eye events, eye news, and some of the things that Hawaiian Eye Center is doing in the community. This weekend, in fact, we are doing a little more community activities. We'll talk about that in a moment. But I want to also remind you that if you do want to listen to the Hawaiian Eye Show or previous versions of it, or if you missed something on the program or want to listen again, that radio show is available on our website. You can listen to it there, hawaiianeye.com, or you can subscribe to our podcast and get the show coming to you at your convenience rather than having to listen to it when we broadcast it. You can listen to it when you want to. That's the great thing about podcasts, and you can have it come right to your mobile device. So check it out, www.hawaiianeye.com. During the next hour here on the program, we'll discuss eye news from around the country and around the world. Sometimes we'll do an eye quiz to test your IQ, and we'll have a lot of fun today. Remember, all opinions expressed on this program are those of myself and the other medical doctors of the Hawaiian Eye Center. That's Dr. Stephen Rhee and Dr. Nancy Lundblad. I'm an ophthalmologist, or IMD, which means I'm a medical doctor specializing in the eyes. Now, we're going to try to be very consumer-oriented today, make an effort to give you the best possible practical advice. But remember, I can't see through the telephone, so I may have to recommend an examination before I can tell you exactly what's going on in your eyes. Hawaiian Eye Center does sponsor our program today as a public service, so sit back, relax, and enjoy an hour all about eyes. Well, after I'm done here, I'm off to a wellness fair, wellness festival, going on in Wahiawa. For those of you who are in the central part of the island, you may want to check it out at Lelehua High School, which is up California Avenue in Wahiawa. There is a wellness fair going on. They're going to be doing free screenings, so it's great for those of you who need to get your blood pressure checked or need to get other types of screenings. I think they'll be doing some, we'll certainly be doing some eye screenings there. There'll be the Project Vision van is going to be there, and that is an organization which is devoted to trying to pick up vision problems in people in the community by moving the van out into the community and allowing for screenings to be done. And so the Project Vision van will be there, and I'll be helping out there for part of the fair. And I'll also be giving a talk about age-related eye conditions there at the Wellness Festival, Wellness Fair at Lelehua High School in Wahiawa. The festival or the fair runs from 9 a.m. till 1 p.m., and it's free. So anyone who's interested in checking out their health, checking out some of the things that are available in health and wellness these days, and you're out there convenient to Wahiawa, Central Oahu, Leeward Side, and North Shore, then feel free to go and check out the Wellness fair. So why do we do these types of things? Why do we go out for outreach screenings and reach out to the community this way? The reason is because in eye care, and of course this is the case with general health as well, but in eye care in particular, there are a few types of problems that are problems that we can diagnose with an examination of the eyes, which are not generally recognizable by the patient because the symptoms or the signs related to the problem are not readily apparent to the individual. For example, glaucoma. Glaucoma is a condition where pressure inside the eye causes damage to the eye, to the optic nerve inside the eye, and this leads to gradual loss of vision over time. But the loss of vision tends to affect the peripheral vision or the side vision, and so because it doesn't affect the central vision, because people don't have more difficulty reading or driving or telling time or watching TV, they don't notice the changes in their vision in the early stages. They don't notice the changes in the vision until it becomes too late to do anything to save the vision because it's already been severely affected. And unfortunately, with glaucoma, there is no treatment to reverse damage that's been caused already from glaucoma. The only way we can treat it is to prevent further damage from glaucoma by treating or controlling the condition. So glaucoma can be controlled, it cannot be cured. So if anyone tells you your glaucoma is cured, you may want to ask them twice, because there are only a very few instances in which glaucoma in fact can be cured, and that those are unique forms of glaucoma. For most people, glaucoma is a chronic condition, meaning that you need to continue to pay attention to it for a lifetime. And what that means is it means that if there's a treatment that you're using for glaucoma, you need to continue that treatment long term, whether it is eye drops or other treatments. And what it also means is that you need to constantly be evaluated by an eye specialist several times a year to make sure that the glaucoma is not changing or affecting your eyes in some different way over time. Some people are taking medicines or eye drops for glaucoma to control the condition, and they think, gee, you know, as long as I take the eye drops, I don't have to come back to see the doctor anymore. But that's simply not true. You need to still monitor and follow up, because sometimes the drops are not effective, or sometimes they lose their effectiveness over time, or sometimes the glaucoma, despite the treatment, continues to worsen or cause damage to the vision over time. And without regular checkups and evaluations of what's actually going on, it's often very difficult to know this, to know whether there's some kind of additional damage from glaucoma going on. So going out into the community and doing screenings for conditions like glaucoma is important, because it raises awareness among the people out there who are maybe at risk for glaucoma. And so the best thing we can do is tell people, well, if you're at risk, you should be getting an eye examination periodically. And so then they ask, of course, naturally, the next question is, well, how do I know if I'm at risk? So we talk about the risk factors. There are not too many of them, so it's easy to remember. They're basically only a few. So one risk factor is age. So if you're over age 50, your risk of glaucoma, of having glaucoma or of developing glaucoma, is significantly higher than at a younger age. So the older you get, the higher the likelihood of glaucoma. In fact, it turns out that if you look at the population at large and you look at who has glaucoma, the percentage of people in the population who have glaucoma is significantly higher as each decade goes by. So people in their 50s have maybe 2 or 3% incidence of glaucoma among the population. In their 60s, that may go up to 4 or 5%. But by the time you reach your 80s or your 90s, that risk is up to almost 10% of people who are at that age have glaucoma. So it is more common as you get older. So that's an important thing to screen for. Second important thing about glaucoma, obviously, is that it has no symptoms, so without an examination, you don't know you have it. So if you're over age 50, you should be getting an eye examination every 2 years or so to make sure that everything's okay and there's no glaucoma. If you have other risk factors, which are a family history of glaucoma, now when we say family history of glaucoma, we don't mean, my great-great-great aunt had it. We mean a close family relative. So that would usually mean a parent or a sibling. So your brother or your sister or your mother or your father. If one of them had glaucoma, then that's increases your risk for having glaucoma. And so that means that you should be checked, definitely checked regularly, maybe every 2 years over age 50 and once a year over age 60 for sure, and more frequently if there are any other risk factors. So other risk factors are things like race. African and Hispanic race have a little higher risk for glaucoma. Asian races also have a higher risk for certain forms of glaucoma. So if you're Asian, Black, or Hispanic, then definitely should be checked fairly regularly for glaucoma. So family history, age over 50, and African, Hispanic, or Asian race, those are good reasons to be evaluated for glaucoma. Other things are if the doctor has checked your eyes in the past and found something that increased your risk for glaucoma, that might be increased pressure in the eye or a change in the appearance of the nerve inside the eye when he or she looks inside the eye. Those are things that would raise the risk for potentially for your having glaucoma. So we'll be doing that screening for glaucoma and other things at the health wellness fair at Leilua High School from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Wahewa. And there'll be a doctor on hand at the Project Vision van to answer some of your questions about the eyes. For a couple hours, it'll be me, and there'll be some other doctors there as well. And so hopefully that'll be useful for people in the community. Okay, we're going to take a short break, and when we get back, we're going to talk about some of the eye news over the past week.
If you need the personal attention of Dr. Tortora or one of the other doctors of the Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better, visit their offices in Central Oahu and in Hilo on the Big Island. Call for your appointment. The number on Oahu is 733-2020. That spells C-2020. From the neighbor islands, call toll-free 1-888-621-2020.
When you have a cataract, your vision gets gradually worse over time. You don't see as well.
Having the corrective surgery and now having the vision of a much younger man, I can see again.
Our state-of-the-art surgery center offers safety and convenience without a hospital stay. Visit our website and learn what's involved in a cataract procedure. You'll be surprised how easy it can be.
Take a virtual tour of a cataract procedure at their website, HawaiianEye.com. To make an appointment, call Hawaiian Eye Center at C-2020. That's 733-2020. Or from the neighbor islands, call 888-621-2020.
Life has never looked better with Hawaiian Eye Center.
The Hawaiian Eye Show phone lines are now open. Give us a call at 521-8383 with your questions for the doctor. If you're calling from the neighbor islands, call us toll-free at 888-565-8383. Now, back to your host, Harvard-trained eye surgeon, Dr. Christopher Tortora.
Can you see me now? Hawaiian eyes. Can you see me lost from paradise? There were so many ways to go.
Welcome back, and you're listening to the Hawaiian Eye Show. And this is Dr. Christopher Tortora, and we're talking about eyes, of course. We also have a call-in feature of this program, so if you do have questions, you can start thinking about them and consider giving us a call. 521-8383 is the number to call here at the radio station if you're listening to us a Saturday morning. And we'll be happy to try to answer your calls and see what it is that we can do for you. I saw an interesting article in the New York Times this past week that actually raised some good questions about the role of medications, generic medications versus name brand medications. And it was kind of an interesting article, so I'm going to read parts of it here over the air from the New York Times, which was this past week. It says, generic drugs proving resistant to damage suits. It says here, Debbie Stork, I'm sorry, a deli worker at a supermarket in Indiana, had to have her hand amputated after emergency room nurse injected her with an anti-nausea drug, causing gangrene. She sued the manufacturer and the hospital named in the hospital's records for failing to warn about the risks of injecting it. Her case was quietly thrown out of court last fall. That result stands in sharp contrast to the highly publicized case of Diana Levine, a professional musician from Vermont. Her hand and forearm were amputated because of gangrene after a physician assistant at a health clinic injected her with the same drug. She sued the drug maker, Wyeth, and won $6.8 million. And the financial outcomes were radically different for one reason. Ms. Shork had received the generic version of the drug, known as promethazine, while Ms. Levine had been given the brand name, Phenergan. Explain the difference between the generic and the real one. It's just a different company making the same thing, according to Ms. Shork. Across the country, dozens of lawsuits against generic pharmaceutical companies are being dismissed because of a Supreme Court decision last year that said the companies did not have control over what their labels said and therefore could not be sued for failing to alert patients about the risks of taking their drugs. Now, what once seemed like a trivial detail, whether to take a generic or brand name drug, has become the deciding factor in whether a patient can seek legal recourse from a drug company. The cases range from that of Mrs. Shork, who wasn't told what type of drugs she had been given when she visited the hospital, to people like Camille Baruch, who developed a gastrointestinal disease after taking a generic form of the drug Accutane as required by her health care plan. Your pharmacists aren't telling you, hey, when we fill this with your generic, you're giving up all your legal remedies, said Michael Johnson, a lawyer who represented Gladys Menning, one of the patients who sued generic drug companies last year in last year's Supreme Court case. He also said you have a disparate impact between one class of people and another. So the Supreme Court ruling apparently affects potentially millions of people. Nearly 80% of prescriptions in the U.S. are filled by a generic, and most states permit pharmacists to dispense a generic in place of a brand name without even telling you necessarily. With more than 40 judges have dismissed cases against generic manufacturers since the Supreme Court ruled last June, including some who dismissed dozens of cases consolidated under one judge. Interesting. Okay, so it actually turns out that it's a kind of a, sounds like one of those, you know, kind of fine legal details. But since you, as the drug manufacturer, manufacturing a generic drug, don't have a say over what the label says because the label has been determined by someone else, then no one can sue you for what you didn't say. So I guess that's sort of reasonable, but why not let the manufacturer, you know, make up the label as well? So it says here in the article, returning to the article for a minute, it says Public Citizen, a consumer advocacy group, has petitioned the Food and Drug Administration to give generic companies greater control over their labels, a rule change that could allow the users of generic drugs to sue. But the agency said earlier this month that it needed more time to decide. All right. Well, so interesting issue from the New York Times here, this generic versus name brand medication issue. So it's actually a very important issue for a few reasons. First of all, generic medications can certainly save us a lot of money because these are medications that are not affected by expensive patents. And so people who are taking generic medications instead of name brand medications can save quite a bit of money. So the question is, are generic medications just as safe as the name brand ones? And there are processes in place to assure that they do have similar effectiveness and are safe, although they're not subject to the same type of rigorous testing by the Food and Drug Administration that the name brand medications are, and they're not necessarily the same formulation as the name brand medication. So there are some issues associated with that. In eyes, it's also an interesting issue. I don't know, some of you may have heard me talking about this a few weeks ago, but with eyes, the eye drops that people use for eye conditions, when they're generic, they're not subject to the same scrutiny that the name brand drops are by the Food and Drug Administration. And in the case of an eye drop, all that needs to really be proven for the generic medication to be approved is that it has the same concentration of the active ingredient as the name brand medication does. Now, the problem with this is eye drops, drops in the eyes, can have different effects on the eyes depending on not only what's in the what drug is in there, but how that drug is delivered to the eye, what we call the vehicle. the vehicle is what transports the drug into the eye. And so if you have an eye drop, for example, that drop is in the form of a liquid, and that liquid has a certain pH. That liquid has a certain amount of inert ingredients in it. It has a certain osmolarity, which is the concentration of salt or other materials inside the drop. And those things may vary from one type of drop to another. And the issue about generics versus name brand is that there's really no control over it, saying that the generics have to have any of these same characteristics as the name brand. And they don't have to prove what's called bioequivalence, which means that used within the eye that they have the same equivalent effect, because there's really no way to effectively measure that without doing a whole detailed study. And if we're doing studies all the time on drugs that have already been proven, then that's going to significantly raise the costs of the generic medication. So it's a bit of a dilemma. The generic medications are good in most cases, but there are a few instances in which the generic medications just don't have the same benefits or the same safety as name brand medications. And particularly when we're doing surgery on the eye, it may become important that the medications do what they say they're going to do. And those are the times, people who are taking medications long term, we can kind of monitor the effect the medication is having on the eye over time. But people who have surgery, their eye is in a vulnerable position because they've just had surgery on it. And so for those people, the generic medications in some cases may not be ideal. So it is a little bit of a dilemma. We want to save money by giving people medications that are less costly. But on the other hand, we want to ensure the best safety and the best efficacy of those medications. So what do you do? It's a little bit hard to decide. So we let people make up their own minds. When it comes to doing surgery, we often like to try to educate people about some of the different options, not only about the surgery itself, but about other things that may influence or affect the surgery or impact the surgery. And so, the name brand medications versus generic medications is one of the ways that this may be done to try to get people that information before they, when they have to make a decision about what they're going to do surgery-wise, what drops they're going to buy. So let's see, what else do we have as far as news stories go? We have a story here about glaucoma. We were talking earlier about glaucoma because I'm going to be up at that wellness fair up at Lalehua High School in Wahewa a little bit later this morning. And that's fair goes from 9 a.m. till 1 p.m. if you want to stop by. And we were talking about one of the things that is useful to screen for is glaucoma. And we were talking about glaucoma is a condition that needs to be treated chronically. It's a long-term treatment, chronic treatment of glaucoma. So it would be better if we could figure out how to prevent people from developing glaucoma, right? Rather than having to treat it once people have already developed it. And so this is an interesting story. I hadn't actually seen anything about this in the past, but it looks like something that is currently being actively researched. It says here, glaucoma prevented by targeted X-ray treatment in mice. So it says here that Jackson Laboratory researchers have demonstrated that a single targeted X-ray treatment of an individual eye in young glaucoma-prone mice provided that eye with apparently lifelong and typically complete protection from glaucoma. Okay, so these are mice. This is a mouse model. This is not a human eye. It's a mouse eye. And these are mice who are bred to develop glaucoma so that they can be studied and in terms of how glaucoma is affected by various other factors. So there's specific research mice that are bred to develop glaucoma. And so they have a high predisposition or a high likelihood of developing glaucoma over time. And so what they did is they treated these mice with this radiation treatment, and they found that these mice that were treated in many cases did not develop glaucoma, even though they have a strong predisposition to develop glaucoma. So that's rather interesting. It says, in research published March 19th in the Journal of Clinical Investigation, Gareth Howell, PhD, Simon John, PhD, and colleagues also used sophisticated genomics methods to uncover some of the very first pathways to change during glaucoma in these mice. The first pathway they detected to change suggests a critical mechanism could be responsible for the earliest damage that glaucoma inflicts on the optic nerve. Glaucoma, a leading cause of blindness, affects more than 4 million Americans, at least half of whom don't even know they have the disease. Current treatments target intraocular pressure elevation, the best known risk factor for glaucoma. However, blindness-inducing damage to retinal ganglion cells in the optic nerve can occur in patients with normal eye pressures. Earlier detection and better treatment should therefore have a powerful impact on preventing blindness due to glaucoma, right? So if we can prevent glaucoma from developing, that's certainly going to have a major impact on the benefits over time. So about 10 years ago, the John Lab made the surprising discovery that just a single dose of whole body radiation along with bone marrow transfer conferred an unprecedented protection against glaucoma. 96% of treated eyes had no glaucoma a year later, compared to only 20% of control eyes. Although this result was unexpected, there's some evidence that radiation may protect from human glaucoma. Epidemiologists who followed Japanese survivors of the atomic bombers in World War II noticed that the exposure to radiation increased the incidence of thyroid and other cancers, but seemed to provide protection against glaucoma. So this new lab demonstration, John's lab's new demonstration that radiation of single eye is protective and at lower doses than previously published, raises the possibility that using highly controlled localized radiation of just one eye may prevent human glaucoma. Interesting. All right. Well, we'll have to learn more about that as more is discovered. We're going to take a short break. When we get back, we'll talk about some more eye news and, of course, take your calls.
If you need the personal attention of Dr. Tortora or one of the other doctors of the Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better, visit their offices in central Oahu and in Hilo on the Big Island. Call for your appointment. The number on Oahu is 733-2020. That spells C-2020. From the neighbor islands, call toll-free 1-888-621-2020.
Hawaiian Eye Center offers complete eye care for the entire family. Now, cataract patients can reduce or eliminate their dependence on eyeglasses with premium cataract care in as little as 15 minutes. Their experienced surgeons have extensive cataract and general eye care experience. And they proudly welcome their newest eye surgeon, Dr. Stephen Ree. Dr. Ree brings a wealth of experience to the Hawaiian Eye Center team. To schedule an appointment with a member of the eye care team, call Hawaiian Eye Center today at 733-2020 or visit the website at hawaiianeye.com.
The news authority in Honolulu is News Radio 830 KHVH.
Well, we have a high surf advisor for the windward side on this Saturday, March 24th. Good morning, I'm Will Wong, and here's what's happening. Louisiana Republicans will send 46 delegates to the party's national convention this summer, but only 20 are at stake in today's primary. Still, that's not deterred the candidates from campaigning hard in that state. Mitt Romney could reach the halfway point in his quest for delegates with a strong showing, while Rick Santorum is looking to rebound from a decisive loss in Illinois on Tuesday. Meanwhile, Newt Gingrich is hoping Louisiana can help him revive his candidacy. The mayor of Charleston, West Virginia, says there was no working smoke detector inside a two-story wood frame home that caught fire this morning. Two children and two adults died in the blaze, while another woman and a baby were injured. The child is said to be on life support. The mayor says it's Charleston's deadliest fire in 60 years. A submarine that will take Titanic director James Cameron to the Earth's deepest point has made a successful unmanned test dive. Cameron tells National Geographic News that his Deep Sea Challenger completed a nearly 7-mile test dive, and the team headed back to the Pacific Ocean site about 200 miles southwest of Guam. He's planning on spending about 6 hours exploring and filming the bottom of the Mariana Trench. Locally, four Honolulu city workers have been arrested after allegedly trying to smuggle crystal meth and other contraband items onto jail grounds. State Department of Public Safety officials say the four labor supervisors were arrested Thursday along with eight Oahu Community Correctional Center inmates as they were returning from a work detail. Sheriffs recovered what appeared to be crystal meth in small plastic bags, a glass pipe, and bags of tobacco. In island weather, we have a high surf advisory for east-facing shores. Today, it will be partly sunny with a high in the mid-70s, with scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout the day, but mostly afternoon. Tonight, we'll have more showers likely throughout a mostly cloudy evening with lows around 72. I'm Will Wong.
Hawaiian Eye Center offers you complete eye care for the entire family. Now, cataract patients can reduce or eliminate their dependence on eyeglasses with premium cataract care in as little as 15 minutes. Advanced technology lenses are designed to provide good vision for distance, near and in between, with less dependence on eyeglasses. When cataracts blur vision, a short, painless procedure helps. If you have a cataract and want back youthful vision, call Hawaiian Eye Center at 733-2020 or visit hawaiianeye.com.
The phone lines are now open at 521-8383. On the Neighbor Islands, it's a free call, 1-888-565-8383. And now, here's Dr. Christopher Tortora.
Doctor, my eyes.
Here we are in the second half of the Hawaiian Eye Show. You're listening to Dr. Christopher Tortora here on the Hawaiian Eye Show. If you like the program and you find the things that we talk about interesting, but you can't always listen Saturday morning when we're initially broadcast live or Saturday evening when we're rebroadcast, then why don't you check out the website, www.hawaiianeye.com, and you can find previous radio shows right there. And listen to them as much as you like. You can also download our podcasts right from the website. It'll take you to our podcast site, and that will get you subscribed to our podcast and all of its episodes, which go back now probably 3 or 4 months. So you have a nice resource for information there. The website's also a resource for information for what's going on that's new. You can check out our Twitter page, twitter.com/Dr. Tortora. That's D-R-T-O-R-T-O-R-A, no spaces, or our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Hawaiian Eye Center. Those of you who are on Facebook and doing Facebook regularly, maybe you want to like the Hawaiian Eye Center page. That will give you access to certain special deals and other things that will allow you to take advantage of some of the offers that our optical shop may offer, or that we may from time to time offer. And it also gives you, make sure that you see our status updates when we talk about what's new in the world of eye news, what's going on around the world in eye news. So let's talk a little bit about some of the new eye news. First, I want to remind you that we do have open phone lines at 521-8383, and you can call that number and talk to us. As a matter of fact, Myrna Sue has called that number, and she's got a question for us, calling from Honolulu. Hi, Myrna, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I'm just wondering, you know, on your show, you very rarely talk about macular degeneration. Is one less serious than glaucoma? Than the other?
You mean is glaucoma less serious or macular degeneration less serious?
Yeah.
Well, you're not going to go blind from macular degeneration. You may lose your central vision, but you won't go completely blind. And macular degeneration, the treatment options are somewhat limited, whereas glaucoma is a condition that we can treat and prevent damage to the vision. So we do talk about macular degeneration. We do talk about it a little bit probably every show or at least every other show. But there's not that much that's new recently in macular degeneration, so it's not something that we spend a huge amount of time on.
Okay, thank you very much.
Well, thanks for bringing that up, and we will talk a little bit more about it now so that you're so that you can sit back and listen if you want to hear more.
Okay, thank you.
All right. So macular degeneration is a condition that affects the central part of your vision. So people who have macular degeneration almost immediately see a change or a distortion in their vision. And so many times they make it to the eye specialist early on in the process because it's got symptoms that often manifest themselves right away. And so if you see a blurry vision or you see distortion of the vision, and the straight lines look a little wavy or crooked, that could be a sign of something going on in the macula, including age-related macular degeneration. And age-related macular degeneration is a process that's more common as we get older. It is something that we screen for whenever we do eye examinations. But the difference is that it's something that usually you're seeing symptoms or you're seeing changes in your vision when you have it. It's not like glaucoma where the symptoms kind of take you by surprise or the condition takes you by surprise. You don't know you have it until it's been diagnosed by an eye specialist. And macular degeneration, although it will cause very serious loss of vision and severe loss of central vision, it does not by itself lead to complete blindness. And this is something that people with macular degeneration need to understand, is that it can be a very debilitating or disabling disease because it affects the central vision and the ability to do things like recognize people's faces or read a book or see the TV and those things, but it doesn't affect the peripheral or side vision. So it doesn't really affect your ability to walk around and not bump into objects or to do other activities that you need your peripheral vision or you need to be aware of your surroundings to do. So when it comes to macular degeneration, it's important to know if you have it because certain forms of macular degeneration can be more effectively treated than others. We screen for it routinely when we do a complete examination of the eyes. It's more common as you get older. Again, people over age 60 more commonly have macular degeneration, and it tends to get more common the older you get. The screening exam involves looking at the back of the eye, measuring the vision or testing the vision. That's one of the things that we'd screen for in a general health screening as well. We'd be looking for changes in the back of the eyes and drop in the vision, decrease in the vision. So the three main things that affect people as they get older related to the eyes are cataracts, glaucoma, and age-related macular degeneration. So those are kind of the big three that we worry about. Now, there are other things that affect your eyes as you get older, but those are the ones that have the most serious consequences and which we can often do at least something about. Cataracts, we can pretty much cure the problem once we remove or treat a cataract. Generally, it results in better vision and the cataract doesn't come back in most cases. And the cataract never comes back, but sometimes other things can change in the eyes that affect the vision as well. So that's what I mean. Most cases, a cataract doesn't come back, but sometimes other changes occur that can affect the eyes even after the cataract's been removed. So just because you've had a cataract out doesn't mean you can stop checking your eyes. Some people actually think that. Some people say, oh, now that I've had the cataract out, nothing really can go wrong with my eyes anymore. But there's still plenty of things other than the cataract that can affect your eyes and your vision over time, particularly as you get older. Things like macular degeneration and glaucoma and other things. So that's one thing, glaucoma, cataracts, macular degeneration. Macular degeneration is generally divided into two categories. That's what's called dry macular degeneration, which is just a gradual progressive change in the back of the eye that affects the central vision. And this dry macular degeneration, there's no great treatment for it, although certain vitamin supplements seem to be helpful in preventing it from getting worse more quickly. And so taking vitamin supplements for people who have changes inside their eyes suggestive of macular degeneration is often helpful, dry macular degeneration. The other form of macular degeneration, wet macular degeneration, also known as age-related macular degeneration, known as AMD. So wet AMD is a more serious issue because it causes a fairly sudden, quick change or decrease in vision over time because of abnormal blood vessels and bleeding inside the back of the eye, inside the macula. And as a result, these abnormal blood vessels, the abnormal bleeding, causes damage to the tissue and loss of central vision. So people with advanced, with macular degeneration in the wet form can develop advanced vision loss fairly quickly. So for wet macular degeneration, there are a few more treatment options. There are a few different things that we can do to help reduce the progression or progress that wet macular degeneration may make. It can be treated with the most common treatment nowadays is injections. The injections in the eye need to be done on an ongoing basis, so it's a chronic treatment, needs to be done once a month for a long term, at least a couple years. We don't know beyond that whether people still need those monthly injections, but we know for at least 2 years that injections need to be continued. And these injections often help to prevent progression of the wet macular degeneration. And in some cases, particularly when it's caught early, the injections can actually restore some vision. So if there's distorted vision or blurred vision, you don't want to wait because as these problems become more advanced, they become more difficult to treat. And so it's a good rule of thumb that if you have a problem and it's lasting more than a few days, then you ought to get it checked out because particularly with the eyes, there's not that many things that cause, you know, blurry vision that just lasts a day or two and then it comes back to normal. If it's lasting more than a few days, then it is very likely related to some condition inside the eye. And also a sudden change, that's the other thing that you want to be aware of with eye problems. If you notice a sudden change in your vision, say, you know, yesterday I saw fine, today I woke up and everything's kind of blurry out of this eye, or out of both eyes, or whatever it is. And those are things that should prompt an examination when there's a sudden change where it's a significant sudden change over a short period of time. And those are things that should get you back to seeing the eye specialist if it's an eye problem. Same holds true for your general health. You know, if you're developing a problem and it's not getting better on its own, or it seems like it's significant and it's come on very quickly, then that's something that you need to have checked out. So getting your, with the types of things that we can do with modern medicine, it's almost always worth getting it checked out, because there's often something that can be done to improve the condition if you do have something going on in your eye or in your body as a whole. Let's take a short break. And meanwhile, I will remind you that we do have open phone lines at 521-8383. If you want to call us from the Neighbor Islands, there is a toll-free number. You can call us from there. It's 1-888-565-8383. And we're happy to try to answer your questions here this morning. All right, we'll be right back.
If you need the personal attention of Dr. Tortora or one of the other doctors of the Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better, visit their offices in Central Oahu and in Hilo on the Big Island. Call for your appointment. The number on Oahu is 733-2020. That spells C-2020. From the Neighbor Islands, call toll-free 1-888-621-2020.
With the latest technology, cataract care is often a fast, painless procedure with a rapid return to normal vision and normal activities.
It doesn't hurt. It just takes, 15, 20 minutes the most, and you're out. That's it.
We strive to make your procedure safe and painless. Visit our website and learn what's involved in a cataract procedure. You'll be surprised how easy it can be.
Take a virtual tour of a cataract procedure at their website, hawaiianeye.com. To make an appointment, call Hawaiian Eye Center at C-2020. That's 733-2020. Or from the Neighbor Islands, call 888-621-2020.
The phone lines are open at 521-8383. And from the Neighbor Islands, 1-888-565-8383. Now, back to Dr. Christopher Tortora, our host of the Hawaiian Eye Show.
A brown-eyed girl. And you, my brown-eyed girl.
All right, welcome back, everyone. And here we are in the last segment of the Hawaiian Eye Show. So if you do have something you want to ask us about, now's the time to call. 521-8383 is the number to call here on KHVH Radio Saturday morning. For those of you who are interested in some of the new articles that we've been talking about here on the radio show, we've got some of these articles and the links to them online posted on our Twitter feed. So go to twitter.com and follow me, Dr. Tortora, D-R-T-O-R-T-O-R-A, and you can get access to some of these news stories, some of the ones that we've talked about today, as well as other news stories there as well. That's a good resource as well to find out what's going on in the field or in the world of eye care. Let's talk about some other news stories that have come up here over the week. We have a story here about eye allergies. This is a common problem, going to be more common as the springtime moves forward here. People are going to start flocking into the office with red, itchy, irritated eyes. This seems to be worse in the spring and in the fall. And it also seems to be worse when the fog is out there, when it's a hazy day and the winds are still and the volcano fog from the Big Island is making its way up here to Oahu, where we see them, or to our office also on the Big Island in Hilo and elsewhere through the state. It says here, spring can be a difficult time for the 1 in 5 individuals affected by seasonal eye allergies. For many vision-corrected individuals, eye allergy symptoms such as itchy, watery, or red eyes also often keep them from enjoying daily activities, affect their appearance, and impact their performance at work, at school, and during sports, according to a survey conducted by Harris Interactive on behalf of Vistakon, a division of Johnson & Johnson Vision Care Incorporated. According to the online survey of 755 allergy sufferers aged 18 and older who wear glasses, contact lenses, or both, more than 2 in 5 say they suffer from mild to moderate allergy symptoms on a daily basis. Women in particular note that eye allergy symptoms often make them look like they've been crying, 48% of them. Frequent rubbing of their eyes causes their makeup to come off, 47%. As a result, many report that their red, puffy eyes make them look tired and unattractive, 38% of respondents. 1 in 3 survey respondents say they wear contact lenses only or in conjunction with glasses, 84% reporting they wear reusable contacts and they replace them monthly or every 2 to 3 weeks. Among contact lens wearers surveyed, 39% said they wear their lenses less often when they're having the allergies, and about 1 in 5 say they remove their contact lenses during the day or don't wear them at all due to eye allergy symptoms. So this is interesting. So for allergy sufferers who want to wear or remain in contacts, there are the potential of daily disposable lenses. There are drops that can be used to reduce the eye allergy symptoms. And so these are things that people can do who suffer from eye allergies. All right, well, let's take a short trip over to the phone lines and talk to Daniel, who's standing by in Hawaii Kai. Hi, Daniel. Welcome to the program.
Hello. Alice, here, listen to this, okay? Yes, my name's Daniel. I'm an elderly gentleman, about 80 years old. I've had cataract surgery years ago, very successful. But about a year and a half ago, I took a trip to Europe, and coming back, I sensed a sort of a haze or a film over my eyes. And I'm very light sensitive now. I always wear a cap when I go outside. But when I come in and between dark and light, I have to adjust. My eyes have to adjust. I've been to several different doctors, and no suggestions, and I'm just wondering if you have any.
How long ago was this that you noticed the change?
About a year and a half ago.
Uh-huh, and you've been to see your eye specialist, your surgeon who did the cataract surgery?
Yes.
Okay. Well, there are two things that come to mind for me that would explain some of the symptoms that you're describing. The first is a common issue after cataract surgery, which is a cloudiness of the what we call the capsule, which is a little membrane that sits behind the lens implant. And when this happens, a laser can be done to open that up and sharpen focus.
Yeah, they did that, doctor.
Yeah, but that's usually something that's picked up.
That was
up
done
quickly.
A year and a half after my operation So I had them about 15 years ago, the operation.
Okay. So that's, you know, that's the most
that
common
helped.
Thing. But that
really helped, yeah.
But the other thing that comes to mind is that the surface of the eyes may be becoming increasingly dry. What happens is there are several components to the tear film, and when one of them doesn't work quite as well, it disrupts the surface tear film layer, which can not only affect the comfort of the eyes, but it can also affect the vision, the clarity, the sharpness of the vision. It can lead to intermittent blur. It can lead to more light sensitivity. And so if there are deficiencies in certain elements of the tear film, there are some things that can be done to try to enhance that. There's no, you know, miracle cure. It's not like the laser where we open up the cloudy membrane and you see better, you know, almost immediately. But there are some things that can be done to try to improve the symptoms if that, in fact, is what's causing your symptoms. So I think it's, you know, worth getting yet another opinion and asking specifically about the dry eye situation and whether there might be things that are done that can be done to improve that, depending on where the dry eye symptoms are coming from. It's a kind of an under-recognized condition that affects a lot of people's eyes as they get older, and a lot of eye specialists don't pay as much attention to it as they could. They just say, well, just use some moisture drops, your eyes are a little bit dry. But there are some other things that can be done, ranging from vitamin supplements to prescription medications to warm compresses on the lids to other lifestyle issues that often make a difference in people who are having significant symptoms as you are. So if that, in fact, is the problem, there may be some things that may be helpful. So definitely check that out.
Well, thank you. I've tried the various eye drops over the year, and nothing seemed to relieve it there for dry eyes and or liquid drops.
How often are you using
PreserVision?
How often are you using those eye drops?
Well, I've discontinued them. I would have four times a day.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, and it didn't make any difference in the light sensitivity or the blurring that you're experiencing?
Yeah, it's just a haze, like, really. Like a film over my eyes.
Hmm. And it seems to affect both eyes?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, without seeing you, I can't really give you any more advice, but, you know, sometimes drops, if it is a dry eye condition, sometimes just drops is not enough to really make a difference there. So certainly, you know, get it checked out again, get another opinion, see if you can, someone looking at your eyes has any other insights into why that might be.
I can get the phone number from the operator there or your office.
Yeah, if you stay, you know, listen for another 5 minutes at the end of the program, they'll give the...
Well done. Thank you so much, doctor. I appreciate taking the time.
All right, aloha. Yeah, it is always a challenge when there's something going on that you feel is a symptom and the doctors can't find anything to explain it. And sometimes that's just what happens. I mean, sometimes we just don't have the knowledge or ability to detect the problems or the issues that are affecting your eyes or some other part of your body in a way that allows us to really address it. And so once in a while we do come across people like this last caller who have a difficulty with something or another, and we can't really offer them too much to help them. But in many cases, we can offer things to help, and sometimes it's a matter of just looking at it from a little bit different perspective or looking at a few different types of things. Okay, let's go to the phones. We've got Adam. Adam, you've got 30 seconds. What's on your mind?
Good morning, doctor. I wanted to ask, I have a slight eye condition over the past year or so that's been affecting me, and I wanted to know, I did speak to one doctor, and he said that's just because of age. But it's been happening for about a year, and that's it. I'm getting a little nervous. Do you remember back in the late 80s, early 90s, they had those boosters where if you relaxed or crossed your eyes, you would see a three-dimensional image?
Right.
Okay. My eyes, when I'm sitting in a light sometimes or if I'm just not focusing on something or whatever, they will tend to do that. Instead of before where I could physically do it on demand. For the posters, now they just do it. And
so
I was wondering...
So it's kind of like your eyes are crossing?
A little bit, yeah. And I didn't know if that meant I need to become a pirate for a few months or if I need to do something else with
probably
the past.
Probably not.
Or,
Adam, I have to cut you off because I have to actually wind up the show. But I will tell you that it doesn't sound like something urgent, but it sounds like something that you should get checked out just to make sure that there's not something else going on. But occasional... double vision or changes like that sometimes as you get older can occur, but sometimes there is something else that causes it that needs to be checked out and evaluated. So go ahead and get checked, and I appreciate your call. Okay, so we've been here now for the past hour, and this is the Hawaiian Eye Show that you're listening to, and I hope you've enjoyed the show. I'm Dr. Christopher Tortora. The Hawaiian Eye Show is sponsored by Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better, with offices in Central Oahu and Hilo on the Big Island. Thanks so much for listening, and aloha.
You've been listening to The Hawaiian Eye Show, sponsored by the Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better, with Harvard-trained eye surgeon Dr. Christopher Tortora. If you have an eye problem, want to get a second opinion, or aren't seeing as well as you used to, make an appointment with Dr. Tortora or one of the doctors of the Hawaiian Eye Center in Central Oahu or Hilo by calling C-2020. That's 733-2020. Until next week, here's looking at you.
When you have a cataract, your vision gets gradually worse over time. You don't see as well.
Having the corrective surgery and now having the vision of a much younger man, I can see again.
Our state-of-the-art surgery center offers safety and convenience without a hospital stay. Visit our website and learn what's involved in a cataract procedure. You'll be surprised how easy it can be.
Take a virtual tour of a cataract procedure at their website, hawaiianeye.com. To make an appointment, call Hawaiian Eye Center at C-2020. That's 733-2020. Or from the neighbor islands, call 888-621-2020.
America's anchorman, Rush Limbaugh.
It's the most gutless choice one can make. Be a liberal.
Every weekday morning at 10, KHVH Honolulu,
Hawaii's home for Fox News.